Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Radio Nasties.
Kept me up all night. My brother wouldn't melt. She got me on my knees, not knowing if I'm coming or going, but I'm begging for knees. Oh please, she knew it all along. Yeah, she knew all along. We'd be up all night long. Rocking, so don't come knocking at the door. I gave her all I had and a little more. She left my whole body shaking, breaking into pieces on the floor. But I could not complain, screamed out her name. We don't come knocking at the door. You don't come knocking at the door. Right.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Radio Nasties, or the Radio Nasties, if you're from around my way, and a track called Knocking at the Door. Thanks very much to Simon Knott from Simon Says for sending us those. I think they're friends of his, and they're a rock and roll band, but they're a bit punk, and they're a bit rockabilly, and they're a bit all sorts, and that's a great track. That's what I think.
Excellent.
And we're back to normal this week for the first time in a while. There's not a special, it's a proper punky radio all over the place, so not like all that crazy psychedelic scariness and the Halloween before. We're back on it. What is the... I'm going to call them the Radio Nasties because that's how I speak. Is that fine with you?
That's fine, yes.
Yeah. What is the Radio Nasties Facebook page?
facebook.com/Radio Nasties.
Is indeed. Tony 1, Paulie being the internet nil. You were pretty sure about that, weren't you?
Yeah. I just thought you were leading me down the path, so I thought I'd go the opposite way.
Oh, did you now? You think I was playing games this early show? Right, I've got some additional material for you, mate.
Okay, Cody.
Excellent. First up, this verges on racism.
Brilliant.
If you have a joke for us, we have a section at the top of the show called Comedy Suburbs. We invite you to send your jokes to poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo. One of our regular contributors, I have to say. And you know what? In lieu of there not being any other jokes, here goes.
Okay.
My Chinese neighbour told me he just opened a crow's shop. I said, don't you mean a clothes shop? He said, a crow's shop. I said, okay, I might pop down for a rook.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave that there. As if that wasn't enough, let's get on with some blatant homophobia. And it's time for Poetry Corner. And I do like you to send your poems in to poorlyb@punkyray.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what, guess who, Joni Hates Jizz did this week. So here goes. And this actually came in last week. It was too late for firework night because we recorded the show early, so it hadn't come through in time, just off deadline. So we're a week late on this. My apologies to Joni Hates Jizz. Hey, P&T. Firework night. Punky's here. Happy Psy. Though Tony won't get a penny for that guy. To the listeners, you'll sock it till you light up your rockets and shoot hard into the night sky. Very nice and festive and sadly a week late. And that's from Joni Hates Jizz, the Preston pyrotechnician, making you ooh and ah all year round.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Joni. Keep coming. As you know, I am aware of your existence now and your reality, and it's clearly terrifying you. I know who Joni Hates Jizz is. A little poem itself there.
Isn't it?
Right. Track two. First of a few this week that have come via Slovenly Records, one of my new favourite garage punk labels, responsible for some absolutely great bands coming our way. These are no exceptions. Garage punk legend called King Louis. And his latest project, Missing Monuments. What I want to know is, what is the Dirt Nap Records Bandcamp page for the Missing Monuments?
Oh, God.
No pressure.
DirtNapRecords.bandcamp.com?
Yeah, DirtNapRecords.bandcamp.com/album/missing-monuments-s-t. Poorly being Internet 1, Tony 1. Type in King Louis and the Missing Monuments and you'll find out all about them. That is the easiest thing to do. This is Ghost Highway. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ghost Highway, which is a King Louis and the Missing Monuments track from a new release of theirs that's out right now. And just as I say, type in King Louis and the Missing Monuments, or Missing Monuments Ghost Highway, and you'll find out all about it. Right. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Wonderful.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. It's that simple. Please do leave us a comment. They dig it right every week. In response to last week's show, Liam David Arnold has posted to say, "I'm not sure how to feel about this." Hopefully you felt okay about it. It was a different show. Yeah, it was good.
It was freaky.
Yeah, a little bit different.
We properly got our freak on last week with the psychedelic 60s nonsense via Cherry Red Records. And if you haven't listened to the show, go back a week and listen to it. What's our RSS feed? You can just do it iTunes, can't you?
But you can do iTunes or feeds.feedburner.com/punkyradio,
and you find it all on there. And that's been a revelation to me, that page.
Yep, I think it's got at least a year's worth of shows on that, hopefully more.
And it's very easy to look down on track listings on it as well. I like that page.
Yep, and it is. If you go to punkyradio.com, it's at the bottom, I believe.
You should maybe turn that into a link if you could ever be bothered.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I just thought I'd write it. You know, make people work for it. You could put some effort into it, you know.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah. A couple more comments. Sean Schaefer has been in touch saying, "Hey guys, I started listening to Punky Radio over the summer and you guys have been rocking my fucking brains out since then. If you guys could play some Teenage Butter Rocket, I would be eternally grateful. Keep up the badassery. Thanks."
Didn't I reply to that?
I think you did. I think you said you try.
Yeah, and we will do at some point. Sorry, I haven't dug out my Teenage Bottle Rocket in a while.
Okay.
But I have got some. So we will play you a Teenage Bottle Rocket track in the coming weeks.
Cool. And finally, Elwood Breddle's been in touch saying, "I think the Doctor by Ghoul show off Pumpkin Guts on Graveyard Calling Records would make an awesome punky bed."
Yeah, he's right.
Good. There you go. Thank you. Yeah,
he's
sure.
Right. And, but it's one of those. It's a case of me getting around to it. He's absolutely right. There's some great stuff on there.
That's it. Facebook.
And it's all free, that stuff, as well.
Cool.
So if you just read that out again, would you, the details of it.
The Doctor by Ghoul Show off Pumpkin Guts on Graveyard Calling Records.
Yeah. If you catch all of that, just type it into the net and you'll find it. And there is a free to download Halloween instrumental compilation type thing. That's really good.
That's it for Facebook.
Well done. Well read. Now, something that has been brought to my attention again by me going through the Punky Radio cupboard is a much ignored album by me over last year by the great Malarkey and Badly Stuffed Animals. We played a couple of tracks of it. We played Buckets of Blood and Poor Against Poor, but we haven't played the first track on it, and I had a listen to the album this afternoon and really liked it and thought, you know what, let's play another track. So this album isn't brand new, but is really, really good. We'll talk a bit more about them after this. In the meantime, this is Money Bags.
I woke up on a Monday night, a Dino in my hand. I looked around, scratched my head, was buried in the sand. Got my shiny shoes, got myself a hat. I'm gonna get myself a job, I'm sick of all this crap. There's a man for free. I'll rob from the establishments, but not from you and me. Now I've had enough of the prison lottery. There's a man in the cemetery singing that same damn song. Sing it for whatever you can. Sing that same damn song. High Street, ready to partake. Living in the real world, could it be a big mistake?
I step into the job centre. This just has to be done. I ask them for a job and they say,
we ain't got none.
There's a man in the cemetery singing that same damn song, singing through a beer can, singing that same damn song, singing through a beer can, singing that same damn song.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a great malarkey. And a track called Moneybags from their album Badly Stuffed Animals, as I previously mentioned. It's a real mixed bag of an album. You know, it's a bit like if you got about a 15-piece band together and you got them to do their version of Punky Radio on various acoustic and obscure instruments. I think this is pretty much what you'll get. You get all manner of different sorts of songs on here. There's the kind of thing you've just heard, which is that kind of fast or sort of gypsy punk, but also fairly pokesy stuff. And then you also have a few songs on here that have a sort of, I don't know, tone, a sleazy Tom Waits idiosyncrasy.
Okay.
If I may use that expression.
You may.
Yeah. Some really catchy stuff, and the most ridiculous remix of a track called Bad Man on the end of this, which makes no sense at all. In fact, cool. It's made me want to listen to Bad Man, which is on the album again, because I just couldn't handle the remix whatsoever. It's a very, very good album. If you get the chance to get it, do. And now, who did that come through? How did I get hold of that? I'm just looking at the label here because I can't remember what label sent us that through. It might have been TNS, was it? Might not as well. I've no idea how we got hold of that.
Okay.
That's bad of me, isn't it? You'd think I'd know.
Maybe they sent it in. No?
Someone else sent it. Do you know what? It might have been Manila PR, I'm thinking now.
Right, but okay.
Anyway, really, really good album. If you get the chance to check it out, do. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I went on a Fear of Flying course.
Oh, you went on it, did you?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, I was... It was in Manchester. I booked it on Thursday or Friday, and it was in Manchester. It was either that or Gatwick.
Yeah.
I think I was mentioned last week. I thought Manchester would be closer, which it is. 7:30 start.
Cripes.
Yeah, so I left here at 5:30. So I was already a bit knackered.
I'd have to go on a Fear of Mornings course before I could do that.
It was horrible. So it was very tiring when we got there, but it was good. It was kind of split into four main bits. There was the pilot. They had a pilot start and take about an hour through the technicalities and what's happening at what point and what all these noises are and emergency procedures, things like that, which was very interesting. Found that probably the most helpful. Second bit was the cabin crew talking about how they're medically trained and what happens in case of emergencies again. Then they had a psychologist section, which is a bit hairy-fairy. Not so sure about that side of it. And then the last bit, they took us on a flight. We had the proper experience of queuing for the boarding pass, going through security, being delayed, waiting at the gate. It took probably about an hour and a half for a 30-minute flight.
Right.
But the flight itself, I mean, I was still a little bit panicky, but nowhere near as bad as I was last time. So it was slightly successful, but I'm not cured.
People like on the flight? Because I got, how many people were on this course?
97.
97 people scared of flying on one plane.
Yeah. Two people refused to leave the hotel to go to the airport.
Oh, did they really?
Three people got off the plane and so the plane had to go back to the gate to let people off.
Oh, really?
Quite a few people were in tears. So looking at people coming in, I start to feel a little bit better about myself, about my fear of flying. I'm nowhere near as bad as a lot of people, but yeah, it's quite amazing how upset people get. I just get a bit panicky and think we're going to die. But some people just have a proper physical reaction to it.
I'd have loved it. Can you imagine me being on that plane?
No.
I'd have just been walking past me going, what's that noise?
Shit.
Boom. I've got a knife. Anyway,
yes.
So do you think you could?
No, but I think I'm a lot. I think I'm a bit better.
Right, okay.
But I'm going to try. I've got like a CD to listen to and things to read, so I'm going to try it. But it was a help, but it certainly wasn't the cure, unfortunately.
You know the cure, Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock yourself out with red wine.
Apparently, is it illegal to get drunk on a plane or something now, or they were saying, but I don't
care. Did you lose what?
Be drunk on a plane.
You can't get on a plane drunk.
Right, but you can get up there and drink.
You get up there and drink as much as you like, as long as you don't cause any hassle.
That's all right then.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be able to get on a plane drunk, but that's never stopped me. It certainly never stopped some of the pilots. Jersey European a few years ago. Pretty sure they were smashed. I don't think a 747 is supposed to loop the loop, but they had a go at it. Not that I'm trying to freak you out, Tom.
No.
As far as I know, you can drink within reason on a plane. You're not supposed to get smashed because it doesn't do you any good. In general, kids.
No.
But I strongly recommend it. Best way to get through long haul.
Yeah. Well, I think I probably will end up doing that.
I don't think there should be any discussion. Well, the only thing is that if you're picking a car up from the other end, that's when it becomes problematic. So.
No, we're car free that first week. I'm good to go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Well, in that case, Tony, that's enough. I can't even bother tell you about my week. Not nearly as exciting.
Okay.
Mine went fine.
Good.
Thanks so much for asking. Yeah. So we've got two songs coming up in a row now. First up, something by a band I've never heard of before called 12 Dirty Lovers out of Pasadena, Tony. You might get near there.
Yeah, we are near there.
After that, a band I have heard of that need no instruction whatsoever, so I'm not going to give them. Just enjoy what's going to happen after this one, and I'll tell you all about them. After you've heard the two in a row, so, Tone, what is 12 Dirty Lovers' Facebook page?
facebook.com/12dirtylovers.
What's the 12? Is it a number 12 or...
Number.
It is indeed, Tony T. Put me in set one. I forgot to say, though, what is the Great Malarkey's website?
thegreatmalarkey.co.uk.
No, thegreatmalarkey.com. Yes. Paul Evans at 2, Tony 2. This is Bat Plant.
Falling city, I cannot feel my feet or fall down. Fall down. Like a needle in the city with these thin legs, and I still fall down. Rolling all over us until this is. Headed for us, push.
stain on the duvet of society.
Es un buen día, hoy por fin te has fijado en mí. Madre mía, me lavo las orejas para poder salir. Yo ya cumplí mi condena de tener que esperar. Nunca en mi vida he tenido una oportunidad. Es un buen día, esta noche toca rosar. Madre mía, eres patosa y no sabes bailar. A ti ya tengo una chica que poder enseñar, que soy un chico muy viejo y triste de verdad. Y ya, ya, ya. Y ya, ya, ya. Es un buen día.
Listening to Sandwichy Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wowie Los Arcs and Es un Buen Día. And you're right, the aficionados out there would be right in thinking that is reminiscent of the Cramps' Naked Girl Falling Down the Stairs and a fairly normal chord progression in songs of that nature, but nevertheless a brilliant, brilliant song off their latest album, Todo Roto, which is absolutely terrific, terrific. And we've got a spare copy of that album that will be going in our Christmas competition.
Cool.
Before that, you were Dirty Lovers and Bad Plan. And they're an interesting band. I mean, they put some of the bands that they're a bit like, and I'm trying to think which ones they are now, as sort of Pavement, but also Talking Heads, and also it's very sort of, sounds to me very sort of post-punk. They reminded me a bit of The Fall, in fact, and they've got some really interesting songs, some of which are free to download, which you can find out, I imagine, by going via the Facebook page we already mentioned. What is Wowie Los Arcs' Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Wowie Los Arcs.
It is indeed, and Arcs is ARRRGHS. Wow is WAU, and then the letter Y, Los Arcs, Wowie Los Arcs. What brilliant. I just love that album. Just, if you want to enter the Christmas competition, do. But if not, just buy it anyway. It's brilliant. Right. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. I imagine.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's where it's always been. On Sunday night, there is the open mic night. So I'm going to read that out. On Thursday night, they've got some kind of book launch, so I'm going to do Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Wednesday night, so only tomorrow, so hopefully you can get down to this. It's Sergeant Buzzfuzz, Cat Westmacott, and a special guest, Tess Parks, on a Wednesday evening. How much do you think that is?
Do you know what? I'm going to go £6.
You'd be right.
Excellent.
Friday night, 15th of November, East Road, The Graphic, Lily Gaskell, and the John Preston Tribute Band.
I'm not familiar with any of those bands.
No, me neither. No idea what to expect, but how much would you expect to pay?
I reckon I'd get £6 worth.
You would?
Excellent.
And Saturday night, it's the Anti-Folk Festival.
I like the sound of it already.
The Autumn 2013 edition. The Fat White Family, Jinx Lennon, Pit Ponies, Pissin' Boy, Zipless Ellipsis, Misk Hill Mountain Rambler III, Filthy Pedro, Madzel, and Amy Simpson.
Filthy Pedro.
Yeah. So that's a lot going
on.
I went
to a bit of the Anti-Folk night once. Yeah, it was when I bumped into stand-up comedy legend Peter Buckley Hill, who was an artist formerly. It was when I went to see that band that I'd been recommended by Tom in Norway, and I didn't like them.
And they were awful. Yeah.
Well, I thought they were awful. Yeah. Everyone else seemed to like them. Yeah, but that's not to say that it won't be a great show this weekend.
Yeah. A lot of bands Saturday night. How much do you think?
I'm still going £6.
You'd be right.
Oh, yes.
And that is it for the 12 bar this week.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 bar. Right, here's an interesting artist for you, monsieur.
Okay.
Hank Haint. This came through via Voodoo Rhythm Records a while ago. And I think we only played one song of it, you know. I think we played Thunderbird ESQ, which I really like and was tempted to play again, but I've picked another track out instead off this album. The album's called Blackout, and this is the title track, Blackout. What is Hank Haint's Bandcamp page?
HankHaint.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, probably the internet too. Oh, this is frightening. This is Blackout. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds.
That's okay.
Sweet, Tony. And also, we will have a copy of the Rich Morton Sound album in the Christmas competition as well, I should say. It was sent to us a while ago now. And I've been holding these things back because I just wanted to do rather than doing a little competition every now and again, I thought we'd just do one really, really good one this year. We've got some great albums in this year, and I'm hoping to have more over the next week or so. So hopefully, we'll start doing it in early December.
Right,
I would think.
Yes, we certainly
will. I would think
will.
That would be the plan.
Yeah. Cool.
Right. So, what do you think of that Hank Haint track? Sorry, I was just I went a bit mental then.
Yeah, good.
Well done. Well done for liking it. So, are you doing anything this week?
Going away in 2 weeks, so there's lots and lots of preparation and things going into being able to go away. So, just lots of boring little jobs, but lots and lots of them. What are you up to?
I've got my TV comedy show hosting debut on Thursday night when we record the Last Minute Comedy Club TV show for a new internet TV station called TV Bedfordshire. It'll be online. I'll give you more information about it when it's happened, really. But it looks like it's going to be really, really good fun. I've got some good acts on. We've got an invited audience. I've pretty much sorted everything out today because it was only confirmed at lunchtime. So I'm quite excited about that. That's on Thursday. Friday night at the moment, I'm off. Saturday night, I'm either, and this is the story of my life, really, I'm either tempted to go down to Portsmouth to the 4th annual Pompey Rumble, a psychobilly all day, or I might have a gig at a golf club in Swindon.
Right.
That is it. That's my plan for this weekend, one of the two. That's about it, really, for me. So I'm not doing a lot more than you. But I'll say, if I go to the psychobilly Rumble, it'll be brilliant. And I will no doubt, if I do go, play a track or two by the bands I saw, in retrospect, because I didn't know that I could go for it, so I didn't have time to plan anything for this week. But if you type in Pompey Rumble, P-O-M-P-E-Y, Rumble, to the internet, you'll find out about it. And if you're in the Portsmouth area, it's at the Wedgwood Room, which is a great venue, and I've played there myself, actually. And it'll be really, really good fun, and it's got some great bands on, including The Sharp and The Caravans. It'll be absolutely brilliant. So that's it. That's my plan for this week. Should we get on with the next track?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you all that after you've heard it. This is Nightmare Boys. Don't wanna feel all right. Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nightmare Boys, and the reason I'm saying boys is because there's three Z's on the end. Or three Z's. It's Nightmare Boys, ZZZ. Garage Punk likes an extra letter here and there, don't it? A lot of Garage Punk bands are called the something, T-H-E-E, or there's Wary Los Args with the three R's, and that's Nightmare Boys with the Z-Z-Z or the ZZZ. And they're another band that have come through via Slovenly Records. And hello to the guys down there. Really, really good bunch of blokes down there. Bazooka Joe in particular has been a great help to us this year, and I enjoy playing the stuff you bring out. What is Nightmare Boys? Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Nightmare Boys.
It is indeed. It's Tony 5 for the internet. Mm. This turned into a thrashy. I might have to do a special next week, get things right again. Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, don't worry about it. Tell everyone about it, and then I've got one for you this week.
Okay. Yep, do email me your twats. I need them to continue doing the feature, or if we haven't got any, we can't do it. Simple as that. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. All I want is the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. You've all known twats. I meet them daily. So please do email me. Email me now. All twats received. All with thanks.
Yeah. Well, strap yourself in, mate.
All right. Go on,
Saturday
then.
Before last, I think Saturday before last, I was driving back from a gig in South London at a pub called The Hob in Forest Hill. Had a really nice time at the gig, drove back, gave my friend Susan Murray a lift home. And as we were driving back through East London, we approached the Kidbrook Junction, which is this ridiculous junction, which is a lane straight ahead of you with two bollards in the way of it, set of traffic lights. Hardly looks like there's room to get a car through. Normal traffic coming the other way, and on the left-hand side, a bus lane. I'd never been to this junction before. When I saw it, I thought, oh, I don't like the look of that thing. It's like, it's gone 11 o'clock at night. I thought, I don't like the look of that thing. I'm not sure what it is. So I just nipped round it in the bus lane, and I must have been, and this bus lane's really short. I could not have been in this bus lane longer than 4 seconds. Yeah. I thought everything would be okay. It's 11 o'clock at night. I think it's a weird junction. I'm not, anyway, they've obviously designed the junction to catch people out, because what did I get this week but a fine from Transport for London of £130 unless I paid it inside 14 days of £65 for being, and it was a code 34, being in a bus lane. That was my crime, being in a bus lane. Now, what being in a bus lane entails, obviously, is simply by being in the bus lane, they can do you. Whether you mean to be there or not, whether you want to be there or not, you know, they sent me the photographs of which I put on Facebook. You can see there's no other traffic around at all. I'm not trying to dodge anything at all. I just couldn't work out the junction. That was it. But on the back of their form, Transport for London have a list of criteria for which you can apply to complain or to challenge the fine. And none of them is, I didn't know what I was doing, give us a break. Basically, I went in the bus lane, so I am a crim. So I've had to pay it. Now, in retrospect, I put it on Facebook and got all these different comments from people saying, look, I got done there, it's disgusting, that thing, you should complain, you should try. So even though I've paid the fine, I'm going to retrospectively complain to them, because it's just ridiculous. I mean, Tony, if you saw this junction, you go, that has been designed to make you not go through the way you're supposed to go through.
I saw the picture, I couldn't understand it.
It's exactly. Well, imagine driving it.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. And the bus lane after it, the length of the bus lane is just getting around that junction.
Yeah.
That's it. It's been designed for you to go into the bus lane so they can do you. It's just unbelievable. I was disgusted. Absolutely disgusted with them. So as far as I'm concerned, that'll do for me.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, right.
So, for setting up a stupid junction called Kidbrook Junction, which means that the motorists almost have no choice but to break the law to get past it, Transport for London
is a twat.
I really mean it as well.
Yeah.
So if you have a twat, do send it in. That's the kind of thing we're after, basically. Something that really gets your ire, something that gets your back up. Especially something that you can do nothing about, which was the case here. It was like, I would defy anybody to drive up to that junction for the first time in the rain as well and know what they were doing, because it's designed to mess you up. I was furious. Any road up, I'll let you know how I get on with that in future weeks, because this isn't over.
Yeah, definitely.
I've paid it in the short term, but this isn't over. I'll find a way to get that £65 back from Transport for London, even if it means I have to mug a bus driver. Right, so, last track this week. You know what we've been a bit short of this week, Tone?
What's that?
Good old-fashioned traditional punk rock. But we've got it right at the end of the show. And the title of this song mirrors and parenthesises the show with the first track, as you'll find very shortly. A band called Number 9 Hard, who we played a couple of songs off theirs, not least of which was I've Got a Stupid Haircut. You might remember that one. Really, really catchy song. They're a really catchy band. I think you'll like this very, very much indeed. What is Number Nine Hard's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Number9Hard.
How are you spelling Number Nine Hard?
Number nine. The number.
Yeah, it is indeed. Tony Six, Boy of the Internet 2. What a thrashing. As if I got twatted, it wasn't enough. Now there's this 6-2. Tony?
Yeah?
Don't knock on my door. That was Number Nine Hard, Don't Knock on My Door. Thanks very much for listening this week. That's about the size of it, really. I hope to see some of you over the next few days, whatever I'm doing. If not, we'll have more information next week. Next week as well, we will explain about some jiggery pokery coming up in the month of December due to Tony being away.
Yes.
But we will sort all that out. Maybe you could just remind people of the internet stations that carry this show, and then we'll get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C worldradio.com, and finding the latest station we're on, radioandra.se. Radio A-N-D-R-A.se. Do check those out.
Indeedly doodly, and very, very good stations they are too. Tone, I've just thought of something that I'm going to sing to you on the way out of this show.
Okay.
Leaving on a jet plane, he's gonna wet his pants again. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Bunch of guns.